Stamps.
Stamps. We're not here to talk about stamps. We're here to talk about... We're going to step away from movies for this episode. We're going to talk about two different TV shows that have recently surfaced out. Both of them, well,
they're tied to movies.
That is true. Yeah, they are. They are both tied to movies. Yeah. One of them I know a lot of people were looking forward to. I don't know about Peacemaker, though. I feel like people were probably pretty hyped on it.
Yeah, I forgot it was going to be a thing, to be honest.
I did, too, a little bit, because I never watched the trailer for it, honestly. Or maybe I did. I can't remember. But we're going to start with Disney Plus original, The Book of Boba Fett, or as I like to call it, The Book of Boring Fett. As a lot of you know, I think Boba Fett is probably the most overrated character in the Star Wars universe. And this show just keeps adding fuel to that fire.
Yep.
I'm giving it a chance, guys. We've watched the both shows are at 3 episodes released. Well, Peacemaker released 3 right off the bat.
Yeah.
Boba Fett's been doing 1 episode a week. And I mean, to be honest with you, Boba Fett, every episode has been the same plot so far. Someone comes, tells them something's happening in Mos Espa.
Yeah.
And so he goes to town and then tries to talk to the mayor and someone tries to kill him and then he recruits people to his clan, his little little thing. So
that's basically
that's the first 3 episodes.
Synopsis of the first 3 episodes.
They've been the same 3 plot. Times, yeah, the same plot except for they're pulling an arrow with this show. So it starts off with him getting out of the Sarlacc pit.
Right.
And so what I mean by Arrow is, so Arrow had like current day Oliver, I don't remember his name, Oliver Queen.
Yeah.
And then it was like Oliver Queen when he was captured on this island. Cause like, it was before he became Green Arrow. His like dad, some of his friends and girlfriend who he thought died.
His girlfriend's sister.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. The sister, I forgot he was cheating on her.
Who died.
And he gets stuck on an island, and it's basically...
Not really. She's not dead.
No. I think she is now.
She might be now.
Yeah. I didn't finish Arrow. I gave up after, like, season 5 or 6. I can't remember. Yeah. But it does flashbacks and then current day stuff. And
there's, like, a 5-year gap, basically.
Yeah, I think so. Like, literally 5 years. Five or six.
It goes back and forth between the island and present day. And it kind of shows where he learns certain things.
Yeah. It's actually, I think, the same time gap between Boba Fett as well.
Yeah.
I think it's 5 years.
So I think Mandalorian's 5 years after Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, I believe that's what it was.
And those two shows overlap.
Yeah.
The Boba Fett and
At
Mandalorian.
Some point they will.
Yeah.
Well, it already has in Mandalorian, but not yet in Boba Fett. Actually, that's not true. Because Boba Fett takes place after Mandalorian.
No, because he goes to Mandalorian and wants his armor back. And he has his armor in episode 1.
Yeah, but then he gets taken by the Jawas. That's in the flashback footage, though. Current day, it's because remember the way...
He gets taken by Jawas after he gets out of the Sarlacc pit.
Yeah, in the flashbacks.
And then the one dude, Timothy Oliphant, buys it from the Jawas.
Yeah.
And then the Mandalorian gets it from Timothy Oliphant.
Oh, no, so I
and
mean...
And then Boba Fett shows up wearing robes and says, I want my armor back.
I mean, so, sorry, we got confused there. I mean... Boba Fett, the TV show, where it's at in present day is past Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he has his armor on.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Okay.
I don't want to finish it, to be honest with you.
I mean, I probably will.
I might tough it out because how is it 8 episodes?
I hope so.
6 episodes, somewhere around there. But I mean, if nothing has happened...
Yeah.
And the only interesting stuff was like the Tusken Raiders stuff. But that was ruined in the last episode.
It's true.
I mean, we always talk spoilers, but like they get killed by this biker gang.
Or the Pike Syndicate.
Pikes. And is that what they are?
I think the biker gang might be
working for the Pikes.
Working for the Pikes.
Yeah, that would make sense.
I think.
It would make sense because they're the ones who attacked the train, the Pike train in the second episode. The first episode, though, was so boring.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
Except for the very end, when he's fighting, like, the six-legged...
Yeah, but that was
slash,
like...
Like, centaur, lizard person.
That was, like, 5 minutes long.
Yeah.
And then it was over.
It's true.
I don't even know what to talk about.
I'm shaking my head.
Yeah.
I know it's an audio podcast. But yeah, so Boba Fett was supposed to be the badass of the Star Wars universe. Like, he's got
Wookiee
pelts on his whatever, and
true,
he's got like grappling hooks come out of his arms and rockets and flamethrowers and all this stuff. And yeah, he's supposed to be just like, he could take down
anything,
just about anything. And you see that in The Mandalorian, even though he's not Boba Fett.
Yeah.
He's taken down Krayt Dragons and all this stuff, although he works with the Tuskens on that
one. Yeah.
But this one, every time it comes to like where Boba Fett should probably kill somebody,
he spares them.
I don't torture people.
Yeah.
And I'll spare your life if you work for me. He says that like to three people or something.
I think it's almost to everybody he recruits, yeah, honestly.
And he doesn't want to fight back against these groups. And he's not very good fighting the assassins in Mos Espa.
He's getting his butt kicked.
They're all just standing around him with shields. Yeah. And they could kill him at any time. But then slowly he gets one or two of them down. No, the Gamorreans.
The pigs come, but it's also the Asian girl.
Yeah, the assassin chick.
She's the one who's kicking the most butt in the show so far.
And then, like, the Hutts show up, and, like, we want to take Jabba's stuff back.
Yeah.
But we're not going to kill anybody either. It's bad for business. And you're like, what?
Yeah, well, at first they wanted to kill him.
They did send someone to kill him.
Yeah, the gladiator Wookiee.
And then he failed, and so they're like, we're sorry about that. You can keep him if you want as a slave. And we're going to leave now.
Something's up with that, though.
Yeah.
I think it's a trick. A trap. It's a trap.
But, like, he beats the pikes, but he doesn't kill them.
No, when he should have killed them. Because they've been killing the Raider, Tusken Raider clan he's
like,
been
everybody
with.
He beats, he doesn't kill. Except for that one first monster I was talking about.
Yeah.
The six-legged thing.
But that's because it didn't have a conscience.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's sentient or not. So
we'll never know now.
Maybe it's laying those water eggs in the sand. Who knows?
Yeah. But, like, it just... I don't understand... Okay, I might be a little ignorant here, but I really don't understand your guys' hype with Boba Fett, besides him having cool armor. Like, he didn't do anything...
He was mysterious.
He didn't do anything in the movies. He said, like, right, five lines of dialogue between Empire Strikes seven. Backs and Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Seven, sorry. He gets taken out by a blind Han Solo.
Yeah. He does go down like he goes down dirty. Yeah.
Super easily.
Yeah.
And they
put him in like special editions for episode 4and
true, they do add him in and stuff in the backgrounds and all that.
He's in Jabba's palace when he wasn't before.
Yeah.
Because everyone loves Boba Fett.
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, everyone's argument whenever I bring that stuff up is, well, you know, the video games and the... I said, no, I'm talking canon.
Yeah.
Talking canon Boba Fett, not fantasy, fanfic Boba Fett.
And then the prequels ruined him. Because now he's just a slow-growing clone of a dude who's like the genetic material for the clone troopers.
Yeah.
And then you had all the Clone Wars, the bratty cartoon Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Like the 10-year-old. Like, I'm going to get revenge for my dad.
Yeah.
My dad.
My dad.
And now he's a Kiwi.
When he was British originally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they redubbed all the one guy's lines out.
With like the special editions
yeah,
and stuff. Yeah.
With the actor that plays the guy in the Clone Wars.
Dude, and he's usually not a bad actor, but he just sucks in this show.
Yeah.
And like, I think he's bored himself.
I think so.
Because it's like, this, like, you guys, like, we're not kidding when we say, like, nothing really happens.
Yeah.
Like, and like, the past stuff with it, like, you know, it's kind of corny, but it's kind of cool because he's learning the way of the Sand People. They've accepted him as
right,
one of his own, so they train him in his ways, and it turns out not every... clan of Sand People or pillagers who come and destroy.
Right.
Then these people are like one of the few last like ones that are like actually like decent or whatever. They all dress differently. They're not wearing like the light brown suits. They're all wearing like darker colors.
The Sand People are like the American Indians of the Star Wars universe.
That's what they've turned them into, 100%. Yeah.
So when he first shows up and he's trying to communicate with them, it feels like Dances with Wolves.
Right.
And they
capture
Kevin Costner, is that right?
Yeah, Kevin Costner, yeah.
And he's in his long johns, because this guy is in his long johns, too.
Literally was, yeah.
And instead of going to Tonka, he's, yeah. He's trying to explain, yeah. So, I don't know.
And then they kill them all off.
I feel bad.
Not all of them. They never showed the little one, right? The youngling.
But he throws his stick in the fire.
Okay, but that doesn't necessarily.
They don't show his body.
Maybe they took him as like a prisoner.
But it's Disney.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could see them taking him as
like
a prisoner.
Like him or maybe one or two more as prisoners. Yeah. And he like rescues them later. I mean, we'll see if that even happens. It might just be more of him.
But it could just be they didn't want to show a dead kid.
Yeah. True.
But they do show him throwing the stick on the fire.
Yeah. That's the difference between these two shows. One show doesn't want to show a dead kid, and the other show gracefully shows dead kids. Anyways, we'll get to that a little later on.
But yeah, I feel bad because as a Star Wars fan, when the prequels came out and the sequels, it was like, this isn't Star Wars-y enough. And
it's just gotten worse.
Right. But I mean, for a while it was going back, like Solo.
Yeah, true.
And Rogue One. And even Mandalorian.
And The Force Awakens, the first of the sequel trilogy.
Tiny bit.
I'm better than the last two. Better than The Last Jedi and Rise of Skywalker. No, but I mean, it was a good step.
But I'm talking about like
it was better than the prequels somewhat.
Like before the Death Star blew up era.
Yeah, yeah, I get you.
So we were getting that in those shows. I know Mandalorian's like, after the second one.
Yeah,
but I get
what you're saying.
But you have stormtroopers, like yeah. not the new
No, not whatever they are.
First Order troopers.
First Order troopers.
Yeah,
no,
these are Empire troopers.
Yeah. But the Empire's like split up at this point. In Mandalorian. Yeah.
Right.
But there's still like they're like, I guess, mercenary groups. Like the squad stayed together, but they're not working for the Empire. They got hired by other people.
Like that.
The weird British guy who was obsessed with getting Baby Yoda.
Gideon or whatever.
Yeah, Baby Yogurt.
But in the dark days between the Return of Jedi and the prequel movies, there was a lot of really dumb books that came out, mostly aimed towards kids. I'll be fair. But almost every single one had to do with Tatooine, Dagobah, like Hoth.
The same like six
like
or
all
seven
the,
locations.
All the planets from the movies. Once in a while they introduced something new, but mostly it was like, oh, there's a Sith temple on Tatooine, and there's a Sith temple on Dagobah, and there's a Sith temple underneath the base on Yavin 4. Like everything had to do with the movie planets.
Yeah.
And that's what this feels like. Like, why are we back on Tatooine? Why couldn't he just leave?
Yeah, for real.
And do something else. That would have been more interesting.
It doesn't make sense as to why he wanted to take over Boba Fett's
palace.
And
the Obi-Wan show is going to be on Tatooine.
It's true. So maybe not all of it.
I hope not. I hope he jumps around a lot.
I think it will because, you know, we were just talking about this the other day. It's not old man Kenobi. It's like Kenobi after, like a few years after the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
So I don't think we'll get to Tatooine quite yet.
Well, I think Ewan McGregor's the same age as Sir Alec Guinness was.
Yeah, but he's looking way more fantastic than he is. Yeah. The power of today when people not smoking 8 packs of cigarettes and drinking heavily and all that stuff. But. Yeah, I keep forgetting. Yeah, he was only supposed to be like 55 or something, right? Somewhere around their mid-50s. is Ewan McGregor that old? I don't think he's that old.
I'm not sure.
I would say late 40s.
I don't know. I feel like he was 25 when Force Awakens came. Or not Force Awakens. Phantom Menace.
I'll find out here in
a lot
second.
Of these characters just don't feel like they belong in the Star Wars universe. They're very...
He's born in
social media.
He's born in 71, so.
Okay. So he's just turned 50.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's turned 50.
Like the major domo for the mayor, he's just so snarky, like, we don't intend to, you know, insult you, but you should give us money. And and the dude at the counter is like, let me see if you're on the list. Boba Fett. Nope. Don't see you on the list.
Yeah.
Just those two characters are just so snarky.
Yeah.
It's like a, I don't know, maybe I'm getting too old. Maybe this isn't Star Wars for me. Maybe this is for Star Wars for Zillennials and Millennials.
It's woke Star Wars is what it is, but it's like a diet woke. It's not as bad as like The Last Jedi was or The Rise of Skywalker, but it still sucks.
But when it gets to the scooter gang.
Oh my God, the worst. And the thing is, that episode was directed by Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah.
The man who's made some of the best, like, you know, he made Once Upon a Time in Mexico, Desperado, The Faculty, From Dusk Till Dawn. Okay, Spy Kids isn't a good example because that's what those people felt like. They felt like they should have been in a Spy Kids movie.
Yeah. With people with giant thumbs for heads.
Yeah. It's just...
Oh. Just make them a swoop gang.
Yeah, dude, I just... in
they're swoop gangs in the Star Wars universe, but they have these red, yellow, blue, yeah, these and super, green...
And the scooters don't look like they would belong in the Star Wars universe either.
So there's this movie 10 years ago, Larry Crown. Have you seen that?
No.
It's Tom Hanks and Julia Roberts. He's like the assistant manager at Walmart or something, and they fire him because he doesn't have a college education. So they can't promote him to upper management, but he doesn't even want to go to upper management. Mm-hmm. Like, he's happy where he's at, and he's like the best employee they've ever had, but they're like, you don't have a college degree, so we're going to fire you. So he ends up going to community college. It's kind of like that show Community a little bit.
Okay.
And these kids in his class, they're all in a scooter gang, and he buys a scooter because he has to sell his big SUV.
Oh, is this the one where he tries to fit in with the kids and stuff? Yeah. Okay, I never saw it, but I remember this. So there's just
him and all these kids drive around. I mean, kids, like 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
Driving around their little Vespas and stuff. And this is what that felt like.
Skinny jeans and stuff like that. Yeah, okay. I never saw it, but I remember.
It's goofy.
It was terrible, dude. Like, she, the main, like, I guess she's the leader of the group. She looks like a Guitar Hero, like, person that you would pick to, like, while you're playing the guitar. Right. That's, like, who, yeah. Just so stupid, dumb leather, or not even a leather vest. It was, like, a denim vest. And then, oh my God.
They all have cyber implants, which I'm fine with, because, like, Anakin had fake legs and an arm and a hand. And
they're just stupid. Like, they're not even, like... I mean,
and Luke had a hand.
One of them, like I said when we were talking about, one of them looks like freaking Cyborg from Doom Patrol.
Yeah. But worse.
Yeah.
He doesn't even look like, as good even as Cyborg worse. From Doom Patrol.
And that...
Because his eye, I think, sticks out like 4 inches. Like, how practical is that? It's not.
No. And then that scooter chase was the worst thing I have ever seen.
The whiner Twitter guy with the butt on his head is driving away in a
Luke Skywalker speeder.
It was like a Prius.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, not a Tesla. A Tesla could take off
and
lose him, but he's driving this little Prius, and they're chasing him on their scooters.
They're going like 15 miles
an
hour.
It's like a low-speed chase. It had all the tropes of a chase through a town where it's like someone carrying a mirror.
Yeah.
And they crash through it, and like fruit stands and all that stuff.
It just, it was so bad, and oh my God, the main girl's scooter has like 8,000 mirrors on it, and,
It just really sucked me out of the show.
Yeah. Well, this is supposed to be Boba Fett's crew.
Yeah.
This is his, like, gang.
He goes and hires them to work for him.
Because they stole water from a man who's selling it for way too much money.
I think so, yeah.
And so he was like, well, you know, you can come work for me or I don't think he threatens to kill him.
Or even arrest him or anything. To
lock him up or something.
Just stop him from stealing water from the guy.
And then at some point in the third episode, he's in a, what was it called? A Bantha tank?
Yeah.
Banta?
Or Bacta.
Bacta tank. And those are for people who are dying, right? Or something like that?
It's a healing chamber.
Yeah. But he's in it, like, every night.
Yeah, I think they're trying to say his wounds were so bad from the Sarlacc pit. And from leaving the exposure in the desert and all that. But this might be years later.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. So he's in it, and he's always having the same, like, dream over and over. But then...
That's where the flashbacks come, is when he's
in the tank. Yeah, and then...
To the Tusken Raiders.
Then the Gladiator Wookiee shows up. Somehow breaks into the...
And he looks cool.
He does. He looks awesome. He's huge. I think he's got to be like a foot taller than Chewbacca.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like anyways. He's a big guy. Big
guy.
And he somehow sneaks into, I guess it's Boba's Palace at this point.
Yeah, it used to be Jabba's Palace.
Jabba's Palace. Now it's Boba's Palace. And that fight scene sucked. It was the choreography. Yeah. I mean, there wasn't really choreography, but I mean, it was just so poorly shot.
Like, the Wookiee should have won really quickly.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah.
Should, dude, like, when he grabbed him and hugged him, it should have broke his spinal cord right there. Boom, dead. But no, because it's the badass Boba Fett.
Right.
He somehow escapes, and then they lock him up, and...
Although it did end up taking his whole crew. There's like 9 of them, yeah. Whatever.
And
but
they drop
him into where the Rancor would be.
Because there's no Rancor there.
Right.
Yet. Yeah, and then after that, that's when the Hutts show up, and they're like, oh, you know, this palace actually doesn't belong to us. So you say it belongs to the Pikes, right? Is that what it was? Or some other...
The territory,
some
might
other
be?
Gang or something, yeah. And they're like, well, we don't want war. War's bad for
business,
and you can keep the Wookiee as a token of our apology or whatever it was. And so then they leave... And he lets the Wookiee go. And you already know the Wookiee's going to come back and join his crew. Like, it's pretty obvious.
Right. And Robert Rodriguez directed this. So who's driving this?
Oh, yeah.
The flatbed with
they
the Rancor
also,
on
that's
it?
Right. They also go, oh, we also brought you another gift. And it's like a baby Rancor. And Danny Trejo is like the Rancor wrangler.
Machete in space.
Machete is in space. And then there was this really awkward... scene where they bring the Rancor down to the Rancor pit, and Danny Trejo talks about how, like, you know, the first thing a Rancor sees is what they attach to, and he's going off about how, oh, they're not really evil creatures, they're very sentient and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, even the Rancor doesn't want to hurt people.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hurt anybody in
this
show.
Like, this is so dumb. And then somehow Danny Trejo goes from, oh, I want him to be the first thing I see, to going, okay, he can see you and latch on to you. And it's just like, what?
Because it's a gift for you.
Yeah, and it's like, well, then why did you say you want to train? And I just, So now Boba Fett has a baby Rancor that's going to be like, Mama.
He wants to ride it.
He's going to at some point. I don't know how fast Rancors grow. I imagine it takes a few years to get
as big. I feel almost like it's adolescent at this point, but they're treating it like it's a baby.
Yeah.
Like it's never seen anything before. It's wearing blinders.
And it's not as big as the one from Return of the Jedi. So maybe not a baby, but like maybe like a toddler or like teenage size. I don't know. But it's going to grow. But it just... So far, this show just... I don't recommend it to anybody.
No.
And you know what? If you guys sit there and say you like it, I'm going to say it, you're lying to yourselves.
Like the assassin, his sidekick... Like, they're having a really hard time with these 6 assassin people's shields.
Yeah.
And the pigs cut one of them or 2 of them, and then 4 take off. And she just goes after him by herself and takes
herself
out, like, 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah, it takes, I think, all but 1 out, right?
And captures one of
them.
Yeah. And it's like, how come she couldn't do that on the ground?
Yeah. It's because they don't have their shields activated. This doesn't make any sense. And Boba Fett's not using any of his stuff.
No.
In his suit.
Yeah, The Mandalorian was a way better Boba Fett show.
Oh, hands down. And that part of me thinks maybe they originally wrote The Mandalorian to be Boba Fett.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And then
they kind of wrote themselves into a corner.
Yeah.
Like, oh, now what do we do? Because we did all the cool stuff for Mandalorian.
Yeah, exactly. it's poorly written, and it sucks. I hate saying that because it's written by Jon Favreau.
Yeah.
Same guy who did Mandalorian. Same guy who made the first 2 Iron Man movies.
Yeah.
Well, Iron Man 2 is not that great.
Star Wars Swingers.
Yeah, exactly. the original, what's his name? The Ben Affleck Daredevil movie.
Oh, he
Foggy.
Was Foggy.
The
Nelson.
Original Foggy.
Yeah.
Oof. I might give it one more episode, and then if it's still just, I think I'm throwing in the towel because I don't want to force myself to watch something that just I'm not interested in.
I'll finish
in.
It, but I'm just going to probably be reading something while it's on.
Just some background stuff.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to keep focus because it's so uninteresting.
Because you got to remember, the first couple episodes of Seinfeld sucked really hard. I'm not saying this is going to be the next Seinfeld.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Though. It's same with a lot of shows. The first like handful of episodes, you know, it's supposed to be setting up the story and all the, you know, I get that. But like we said, each episode has been the same plot.
Yeah. And, like, everyone's a pacifist all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want to hurt anybody.
Except for his sidekick Asian lady,
like,
assassin.
She's walking
she's
in and
a
shooting
hothead.
People.
Yeah.
He wants to be this big crime lord.
Yeah, but then
he doesn't want to do any crime.
Yeah, it's like, this is the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah.
You know, and so suck at you Boba Fett nerds who love this character for some stupid reason. I don't understand you guys at all.
If they did this show right after episode 2, after Jango Fett gets beheaded, Mm-hmm. That was two, right?
Yeah.
If they did it right after that with the same actor, it might have been all right.
Like a younger Boba Fett?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I... Yeah, there's nothing to latch onto.
No, there's not. And it's like each episode just keeps going down. I mean, the second episode was okay. That one was okay. It was watchable. There was stuff in it that I liked. But I didn't like anything in the last episode, and it just made it worse with the scooter gang is the dumbest thing ever.
It was so bad.
It is terrible.
The chase through town.
Yeah.
And then what? They let him go, didn't they?
I think so.
I think they just threatened him to let him go.
He pulled a Biff Buchanan and fell in some like manure or something like that. Yeah.
And then they're like, so where is he? And he's like, da 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 da. Yeah. And then they just let him go.
It's just like, how do you expect to get anything done and become this crime lord and be scared by everybody?
The first
time
that Twi'lek guy showed up, they just shot him. And he's like, yeah, I didn't bring you tribute and I want you guys to give me money.
Yeah.
Should have shot him in the head.
Exactly.
It's in his head on a plate. Like under a silver thing to the mayor's office, and the mayor shouldn't be a hammerhead guy.
No,
because he looks like a real wiener.
Yeah,
like no one's gonna take him seriously.
It's true.
Maybe
I'll suffer through it and finish it, but I'd have no interest to keep going.
Yeah,
I just there's been no progress, and
it's gotten worse.
Yeah.
Like, first episode, you're like, okay, he escaped Sarlacc pit, he's recovering.
Yeah.
And then the second one got better than the first episode.
Yeah, yeah, it did. It picked it up.
This might keep picking up and picking up. And then the third one comes, and you're just like,
it's like, ugh. It's in some ways, it's worse than the first episode.
Like, the Rancor part was kind of cool, except for the whole, like, it bonds with the first human-minute scenes.
Yeah.
Like, how did it evolve to bond with the first human-minute scenes?
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
That was really stupid.
But there have been some nice, like, extended universe references, like the Witches of Dathomir, although that's in the Clone Wars.
Yeah, it's not enough to
save it,
though.
With Darth Maul and Savage, whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh, Press, that's his name. But yeah, it's... And there's some references to the Star Wars Galaxies video game, and the bar he goes to in the second episode is, like, Tashi Station.
Yeah.
Literally Tashi Station, where... Luke would go hang out with his friends, mm-hmm. like a little gas station that they fixed their speeder bikes at.
Like, I think we even read something that the guy who was like, hey, you know, I'm sick of you guys, he was like friends with Luke or something,
he's in
the
deleted scenes of New Hope.
Okay, yeah.
I don't think it's the same actor, because
it's supposed to be like not, but...
10 years after New Hope or something.
Yeah.
But Cammy is the girl.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't remember his name. It's something stupid like Trix or... Fixer.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Fixer. I don't know if that's Fixer or not, but anyway, yeah.
This show, as the one kid from The Phantom Menace said, the show is not Wizard.
No, it's not Wizard, Annie.
My bones are aching.
It needs more Warwick Davis in it.
It needs a lot to make this, like,
because it's making all the right references except for the scooter gang.
Yeah,
like I said, there's some stuff they're throwing in from the Star Wars universe, but the execution is just so poor.
Yeah, very poor.
And I guess he killed the Bib Fortuna guy. And at this point, I wouldn't be surprised if we find out he didn't even kill him. Showed up, and the guy had a heart attack from a dancer or something.
Yeah,
and was dead in the throne, and he just said, "Hey, everybody, I killed this guy."
Yeah.
So it could be like a giant satire series. Like at the end, they're like, Boba Fett's a joke. Get over it, people. He's an overrated character. Like you were saying in the beginning.
Dude, yeah. I will fight till the death that this is the most overrated Star Wars character in
existence. Why go there and kill this guy?
You know, people argue too. They go, no, it's Darth Maul. I go, hey, Darth Maul killed Qui-Gon Jinn. What has Boba Fett done?
Yeah.
Nothing.
I mean, he caught Han Solo. He more like followed him though.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't even really catch him. Just told him the Empire like they're
here,
damaged, and they're going to Bespin.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and the Empire had time to go set up everything. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, and then he took Luke to where did he take Luke to? Or like, no, Han to Jabba. He did take Han to Jabba, but Han was a brick.
Yeah.
So that wasn't very hard.
No. Who's what's the lizard's, bounty hunter's name?
Bosk.
I would much rather see stuff about him.
Yeah.
that
wasn't
Boba
there
Fett.
A Trandoshan in that's a species, I think.
Yeah, he was. I think he showed up in Mandalorian.
And you saw a few in Mos Espa. In this show,
yeah.
Like sitting at tables and stuff. But that's about it.
That's it.
And they were saying, like, traditionally they used to control this quarter of the town or whatever.
Actually, didn't Bosk show up in Mandalorian? Wasn't that the episode with, like, Ahsoka Tano and stuff?
He might have.
I think he's in that episode.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think it's him or it's another, like, bounty hunter of that species.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if it was him.
Because it's like, he just seems way more interesting than Boba Fett. Like, I want to see more of this guy.
But yeah, I'd rather watch reruns of the Clone Wars or something at this point. The cartoon.
I would rather watch the Ewok movies.
They're on Disney Plus.
They are on Disney Plus. I'm still scared to watch them.
I know
though.
They're terrible. I saw them. I was like, do I really want to bother? It's like, no. I've watched them enough times.
I haven't seen them since I was a kid, but
I watched them a few years ago, and they're pretty bad.
Yeah. Can't be worse than The Last Jedi.
Like, once in a while, they pull out a blaster pistol, like, to let you know it's still Star Wars.
Yeah.
But other than that,
well, her brother has one, but it never works.
Yeah.
He's always, like, smacking it or whatever.
And then there's magic.
Yeah.
Like, they have a magic stone, and there's people turning into birds. And
then they were like, oh, man, a lot of people weren't a big fan of the first movie, so let's just kill the whole family off in the first 5 minutes of the second one.
So the bad guys, Caravan of Courage.
Caravan of
the
Garbage.
Marauders, I think, is what they're called.
Probably.
They turn up in the Star Wars Galaxy game, and that's where you get, like, the Witches of Dathomir.
Okay.
Maybe I'm mixing up my stories.
Maybe.
I don't remember. Because they're on Endor. So maybe
it's amazing how much Star Wars lore there is, but they only keep going back to the same few things.
Yeah, that's what's driving me nuts. It's like, just do a Old Republic series at this point.
Like, you know, at some point there's going to be some Jedi showing up in Boba Fett.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Some Jedi or Sith.
It might even be Obi-Wan, even though he's dead at this point.
It probably will be, actually.
But why not?
To set up to go into Obi-Wan. I don't know when Obi-Wan's supposed to come out, sometime this year. I'm assuming not till later, because they don't even have an actual trailer. When we watched that thing on Disney Plus, we thought it was going to be like a trailer or whatever, but then it was just Ewan McGregor like, oh, it's going to be good.
So I know Mandalorian wasn't on Tatooine the whole series.
No.
But he was there quite a bit.
A lot.
Helping the Jawas, helping the Sand People. Mm-hmm. And then Boba Fett shows up and gets his armor back on. So I just can't believe they're doing three shows about Tatooine in a row. It's the reason why they hid Luke on the planet, because there's this dust ball in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing special about it.
No, there's not.
Let's have something different.
Let's go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go to Jakku.
It's not Tatooine.
No, but it's the same thing.
Yeah.
They'll focus on the Simon Pegg guy who's like, 8 portions.
That's like when Han Solo says, so it's another Death Star. They're like, no, it's bigger. See?
Yeah.
Starkiller Base.
Yeah.
God, that part wants me to just throw up in my mouth.
Oh, I still love The Force Awakens.
Like, it's nothing like the Death Star. See, it's three times bigger.
It can wipe out planets, multiple planets.
So it's the same thing.
It's literally,
No, it's a hyperspace weapon.
It feeds off suns to power itself. Oh, yeah. I don't really have anything else to say.
I don't either.
So we'll move on to the next show.
Okay.
HBO Max's Peacemaker.
Yeah.
Which picks up pretty much right off where the suicide...
I think it's 5 months later.
Is it?
He says he's been in the hospital for 5 months.
Okay, so, but relatively after the movie.
Because they had to replace his clavicle.
That's true.
I think
yeah.
that's what they said.
So
he's been in traction and all this stuff for like 5 months.
And it focuses on Peacemaker, John Cena's character from the Suicide Squad. This show... It has its pacing problems, but it is so much better than the Book of Boba Fett.
It's more enjoyable.
The first 5 minutes of this show was better than anything in the Book of Boba Fett. There's a lot of like toilet bowl humor, like underage humor. A lot of it doesn't hit, but then a lot of it does hit too, because then there's like a payoff a little later on and stuff like that.
And there's a lot of 80s references.
So many 80s references.
You almost think it's set in the 80s.
Yeah, honestly.
Except for like the smartphones and stuff.
Yeah. You know, and like I was saying to you a little earlier today, I really feel like John Cena's Peacemaker is a lot more loose in this show. And like, I feel like in the Suicide Squad movie, he was more uptight. And what I mean by that is basically in the Suicide Squad movie, it was all about America and freedom and liberty. But then in the TV show, it's all about hair metal and pussy for him. Yeah. And it's just like, you know, and I understand it's a TV show, so they want humor. And John Cena is he's a really good comedic actor. I think he's fantastic. And I think he plays the character very well. And I'm not saying I hate him in the TV show. It's just interesting to see how he's changed a little bit. And maybe that's because it's not like as much of a serious mission, or...
Or it could be those 5 months he was sitting in a hospital bed staring at the ceiling. Something. Reflecting on his life.
I'm not sure, but... Because James Gunn's usually really good with his writing and usually would catch like a minor mistake like that. So I feel like maybe it'll play off a little... Maybe more towards the end of the show he'll get more in that serious tone. But yeah, I mean, this show, it's hilarious. I laughed so much throughout the show. It's got way better characters that you like.
Yeah.
His dad, played by Robert Patrick, is just a racist old man who, I guess, was Peacemaker at one point, I think. Is that what they were hinting at?
I don't think so.
No?
Maybe.
He's just making the stuff? Because they talked about how, like, oh, are you suiting up again? Remember that when, like, the FBI first showed, or whatever they were, first
maybe,
showed up
yeah.
to his house? So I wonder if he was, like, first-gen Peacemaker.
Okay.
But I'm not sure.
Maybe White Dragon had a costume at one point?
I don't know. Yeah, quite possibly.
That's what they're calling him in prison.
Prison, yeah.
It's like Google White Dragon Peacemaker. Not Pacemaker.
Pacemaker.
Robert Patrick might have a pacemaker. I don't know.
Maybe, yeah.
But I didn't even get past like the blurbs in the Google research results where it just said White Dragon is from the DC Comics, but he's never been associated with Peacemaker before.
Okay.
Because Peacemaker was a super minor character.
Very minor. Very, very
like, almost
minor.
As bad as Polka Dot Man.
Yeah. I think you said even worse, right? He had
it seems like it.
Less page time than Polka Dot Man did. Yeah. It feels like it. It feels like Peacemaker was like some one-off character on like someone's run in like the early 60s or 70s
that and might have had a couple issues
and then they like killed him off
Green
or whatever
Arrow or something.
Yeah,
I don't even know which
I don't either. I don't know. I feel like he feels like he would either be in Batman. No, he wouldn't be Batman. I don't think. Maybe Flash. No, because he's got a gun.
Yeah,
I don't know where. I don't know whose comic he would show up.
I didn't do any research on the guy.
No, we're not.
I think I did a little bit when we did Suicide Squad, or is it the Suicide Squad? Suicide Squad. But I don't remember anything. So you remember that Emilio Estevez Mighty Ducks TV show? Didn't it get canceled for some reason?
Probably. Okay. I think so, because he didn't... Yeah, because Emilio Estevez refuses to get the vaccine, so they fired him.
Okay.
And I don't think they're going to continue with the show.
So, that was trying to capture what Cobra Kai did.
Yeah.
Where Emilio Estevez, because he was like the coach of the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
And now the Mighty Ducks is like the bad guy, and he was going to come coach like a small team, kind of like Eagle Fang Karate.
Yeah.
To fight Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai, yeah.
But I think it starts out where he's just a drunk and a loser, and like that was like
kind of like Johnny Lawrence.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he's like supposed to be Johnny Lawrence. I feel like they were trying to set that up a little bit here, where he's like the Johnny Lawrence of the DC universe, because he has to break into his own place. He hasn't been there in 4 months. Like, like his life's in shambles. He doesn't own anything. His dad's like a racist, abusive piece of crap.
Yeah.
He's been in prison for 4 years. Like, nobody respects him. They think that he's a supervillain, and he's like, I'm a superhero.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, you're
even
not
I murder people.
Yeah, you're not a hero.
Yeah,
so... Yeah, I mean, you might get the title anti-hero, but even that's pushing it. This guy's 100% a villain.
More or less.
Yeah.
Because he's in the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Which is all villains.
Yeah.
And so, it had that feel a few times, like, when he's crying on his bed about, Vigilante shows up.
So that's another thing. So Vigilante was also an Arrow for a little while.
Okay.
I like this Vigilante a lot more. His costume's better, and I just love, you know, and you pointed it out, you're right. They're trying to make him like the Deadpool of the DC universe.
Yeah.
They're you know, he's more human. Like
he kind of whistles while he's stuff. Shooting yeah. people and like
humming and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah. And you even called who he was too, like in the restaurant scene. Yeah, you were like, that guy's gonna be Vigilante.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But only because he seemed just so excited that Peacemaker was back.
Exactly.
After listening to all those voicemails, like, hey, it's your BFF.
Yeah. You're not my best friend. Well, who is your best friend?
Yeah.
Eagly. Speaky. Oh, yeah. He's got a pet eagle, bald eagle. And I think that's my favorite character in the show.
Yeah.
Eagly is awesome.
Yeah. He's got... We were trying to figure out if it was CGI or if there was some puppet stuff.
There are scenes where it definitely is puppeteered, and then there's scenes where it's they do both.
When the eagle hugs them, that's definitely CGI.
Oh, 100. Yeah, the wings were CGI. Yeah. And I even think
they might even use a real eagle a couple times.
I think the base eagle, like there's an actual like animatronic eagle, but then you know they add some CGI to it to give it more like life and stuff like that. Yeah. Is what it's looking like.
Yeah.
There's definitely like scenes where it was like it was I don't think it was a real eagle, but the CGI looked pretty good.
Yeah.
To where it looked like a real eagle, but it was just off a little bit to where you knew it was CGI. Cause I don't know how big a bald eagle's supposed to be, but I think they're a little bigger than what Eagly is. Unless Eagly's not a full grown eagle.
True.
Because bald eagles are supposed to...
They might be a tiny bit bigger.
Aren't bald eagles supposed to be like 4 feet tall and have like a 7 or 8 foot wingspan or 6 foot wingspan? No. What is a bald eagle wingspan?
Ask the Google.
That's what I'm about to do.
But I really like the addition of the bald eagle because it's kind of poking fun. Because like you said, he was super patriotic in the first movie.
Yeah, they have a wingspan. Depending on the size of the eagle, it could be 5.9 feet to 7.5 feet.
Okay. That's pretty big.
It's a big, it can be. So I guess, you know, like any other, a bald eagle can be big or it can, you know, be smaller or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, a sea eagle has an even bigger wingspan, 8.2 feet.
A California condor has even bigger.
I bet. It's a bigger bird. Wow.
I didn't like the one character of the... She's Amanda Waller's daughter.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like any of those characters.
But I'm starting to like her a little bit more. But I understand why she's there.
Yeah.
She's the point of view character.
Yeah.
Like the dude that go in the first Hellboy. The one that goes to work for the RFID or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
RSPD. I don't remember what the group's called.
Not that really terrible Ryan Reynolds RIPD, right?
No. I know. Once I said that, I was like, oh, gosh.
No, I know what you're talking about, though. Yeah.
The group, the Hellboy and the water guy and the flame girl are all
I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, but was it Sam Worthington in that movie?
The most recent one?
No, the first one.
No, Sam Worthington. No. Okay. Sam Worthington was not in the first one.
But there's a dude that
one.
Shows up as like a new agent, a part of the secret organization. And so he's like the point of view character for the audience. Like, this is us. And the Amanda Waller's daughter is supposed to kind of be like that. Because she's not... Everyone else on the show seems to have killed somebody at one
point. That guy, right?
I think so.
Looks like Sam Worthington a little bit. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not totally in love with the supporting cast.
No, most of the hacker crew that they like, I enjoyed them in the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
But they're like, again, like with Peacemaker, their attitudes have kind of changed from the movie to the TV show. The blonde girl is just like a hard ass bitch.
Right.
And like just hates, you know, and I get it. Like no woman wants to be hit on by every man possible and stuff, you know, and having some big hunky guy like
a stalker.
Peacemaker, stalking her and stuff. But I don't know. I just feel like I don't like her attitude. She's too, like, even like when they were trying to sneak him out of the apartment, she's like screaming at the black girl that you're Amanda Waller's daughter.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what the fuck are you doing? You know, and it's just like, what is your problem?
Yeah. She's a little high strung.
Very high strung. And then the Warren, he's just male.
Is that the dude with the beard?
No. He's the black guy.
Okay.
He's like...
He looks like the Chicago mayor, kind of. He's got those eyes.
He's just male. Yeah, Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
He's just male version Amanda Waller is all that he is.
Because I wasn't sure if it was her for a second.
Yeah, well, because he even kind of talks like her, yeah. You know?
Because the actress that plays Amanda Waller kind of has those sunken in eyes a little bit,
too. Yeah, she kind of looks like the Chicago mayor a little. Well, just as Amanda Waller. Viola Davis in real life does not look like that at all, but yeah.
So yeah, I wasn't a big fan of him.
No, I don't like the big nerd guy. He sucks.
And he kind of sucks, too.
He's terrible. They're all over trying. I don't know. I just I think their characters have not had the best writing so far.
Unless we're missing the joke.
Maybe. I don't know. Just I feel like they didn't act like that in the Suicide Squad movie that much, right?
Everything else seems to be a big joke.
Yeah.
Like the judo master.
It's like this tall.
Yeah.
Eating hot Cheetos.
Yeah. And then using his martial arts powers to flick him into his eyes and stuff.
Yeah. I just was confused because I'm like, that guy looks exactly like the detachable kid, the costume.
Costume, yeah.
It's pretty close.
It's really close.
So
I'm feeling they're both designed by James Gunn, maybe?
Maybe. Because
Detachable Man was a new character in the movie. Like, he didn't exist before.
Oh, I thought he did.
I don't think so.
The detachable kid? I don't think he's a new one.
DDK or TDK?
Yeah. The detachable kid.
I could be wrong. But yeah, they look very similar. But he also has a very snake kind of look to him. So I was thinking like Serpent Society also. From the comics, not the Luke Cage show. But yeah, this show's pretty funny. There's a love scene, if you want to call it that, in the first episode. Or is that the second? When he picks up the girl at the bar?
That's the second episode.
Okay. I think it's the first one. And then it's the first episode.
I think they bang in the first episode, and then the second episode it picks up, he picks her up from the bar, and then the second episode he's at her apartment.
Oh, it starts there?
Yeah, I think so. So, the Detachable Kid's first appearance was in a comic called Secret Origins number 46.
Okay.
But he was called Arm Fall Off Boy.
I could swear there was a new character in the Suicide Squad that was totally new for the movie.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Oh, they're all like CDF villains.
Yeah.
But I mean, I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure they're not. I mean, the only one I know that, you know, but she's been around forever now is Harley Quinn. She was, her first appearance was the Batman animated show. She was never.
Like Mask of the Phantasm or somewhere around there.
Yeah, well, before that. Okay. It was her first. So she, first it was Harley Quinzel. She was the Joker's psychiatrist. Right. And then he turns her into Harley Quinn.
Your name's Dr. Octo Octavius? Otto Octavius?
Let's all laugh at that.
What was her name? Harley Quinn?
Harlene Quinzel.
Harlene Quinzel, yeah.
Yeah, that was her, yeah.
DC does that a lot. I mean, Marvel does too, but... Yeah.
That or they use the...
Like, you know, Enigma for the Riddler. Like, come on. There's a few other really bad names.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, I'm looking forward to more episodes of this show.
Yeah, I'm really curious to figure out what the hell the butterflies are.
I even resubscribed to HBO Max to watch it, so...
Cool.
Well, you kind of see what they are...
At the very end of the episode, you see it's an actual butterfly.
Like some kind of alien insect or something.
And they're all over the world, too.
Yeah.
So, this is... I would say this threat's about as big as what Starro was in the movie, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, they're already all over,
there's
apparently.
Some similarities.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
but this one, superheroes. They're not super obvious. It's not a big starfish up your face. Excuse me, with that big eyeball in the middle.
But there's a part in the third episode where they're trying to assassinate their first butterfly, and it's a politician.
Like a U.S. senator, yeah.
Yeah, and when I say he, I mean Peacemaker is having a hard time killing, because it's a family. They want him to assassinate the whole family.
Right, there's a wife and two kids.
Because every family member turns out to be a butterfly. And he's like, I don't even know what that is. You know, these are kids. I shouldn't do this. And then Vigilante's like, here. Step over. I got this for you.
Buddy.
It's all right. I got you. Gets on there. Who does he kill first? The wife. The mom. Boom! Headshot. Yeah. Blood splatters all over the husband.
And the son and the daughter.
Yeah, then he moves over to the son, but they don't show him actually killing the son. They cut away.
It cuts away after he pulls the trigger. Yeah,
but then they show him dead on the ground.
They show their bodies on the ground. Yeah.
But I just love that.
But they don't get the husband, and then they go into the house. But they have to fight the bodyguards first.
Yeah.
It turns out one of the bodyguards is just a bodyguard.
Just a regular.
Who's not in on anything.
I think he said he was like ex-CIA or FBI or something
Secret
like that.
Service, yeah,
yeah, yeah. And so they kill him anyway. So the blonde girl tries to have Amanda Waller's daughter kill him. But
yeah.
She struggles because she's basically just there as a spy.
Yeah.
Kind of. And
she's your everyday person.
Yeah. And of course she's a lesbian. Because we got to do that with every TV
with every
show,
single TV
with everything
show.
Now, you know.
Don't they know that gay is out and trans is in?
She could be trans.
She should have been
a
trans character.
Maybe season two will have. Yeah, maybe season two will have some trans characters.
Yeah.
Maybe Peacemaker will go trans. Who knows?
Why not?
Oh, and I don't know why that reminded me, but the intro to this show is just ridiculous.
It's this goofy dance.
It's so goofy, but it's so funny at the same
time. We watched
time.
It all the way through. Like,
yeah.
All right.
But it's good for one watch. There's no way I'm going to watch this every episode.
I might watch it again now that I know who all the characters
There's
are.
There's yeah.
Because Judo Master's there, and like Vigilante, and his dad.
Yeah.
And like a whole bunch of people I didn't know who they were when mm-hmm. we were watching the intro for the first
time. I remember when we were watching, I saw Robert Patrick. I'm like, that's definitely Peacemaker's dad.
Yeah.
Like, hands down, that's going to be Peacemaker's dad. But yeah, it's so and another thing, so... They're trying to make Chris something. I don't remember his last name. It's Peacemaker's real name.
Crisp Rat?
No, not Crisp Rat.
It's Chris Smith.
Chris Smith.
Christopher Smith. Yeah.
That's even still sounds like a made up name though.
I know.
To keep his identity hidden. So his dad let him borrow a Dodge Charger or something. And it's patriotic. It's an American flag.
Yeah.
But he blows it up when he's trying to kill this butterfly that's trying to kill him with a sonic boom
this
helmet.
This new weapon he hasn't tried before, and it makes a crater, basically.
Yeah, it obliterated everything, including the butterfly. It just went splat. The Warren, whatever his name is, he's like, hey, you, and he's talking to the big nerd guy in the chair. He's like, I need you to change the registration to a different person.
Right.
He ends up putting
in
his dad's name.
Yeah. And then I don't even know her name. Amanda Waller's daughter.
Daughter, yeah, I don't know her name.
Goes
either.
To bribe this couple he kidnapped. and says, you know, convince them not to finger Peacemaker.
Yeah.
So she gives him a picture of his dad.
Yeah, well, there's like 20 people pictures lined up.
Yeah.
And they're like, so who's... Oh, yeah, that's right. They did give the picture
of the dad.
I mean,
they both recognize the guy. So she must have shown him a picture of Robert Patrick.
And so they both go, it's this person, and it's Peacemaker's dad. Yeah. So they arrest him and put him back in jail. And when he gets to jail, at first you're like... Because everyone's staring at him, and you think, oh, no, they want to kick this guy's butt or something. And actually turns out... He's a white supremacist leader of all these people in the prison called the White Dragon.
He's like the Grand Wizard of the KKK system or something. Just so dumb. But he also had like an extra dimensional space in his house where he has all the gear.
Yeah, the extra Peacemaker helmets, new costumes, and a bunch of other stuff too.
I was kind of curious to see like why does he have this kind of tech, you know?
This one will give you scabies.
Yeah.
Why would I want scabies?
Every man should have scabies at one point. I was like, what? Because there's after credits scenes in this show.
Yeah.
And they're usually as dumb as the shawarma thing.
Yeah, yeah. None of them have like tied into anything for the show. It's usually just like a dumb alternate take
on something.
Yeah,
you're not getting any like extra info or anything. It's just a goofy outtake.
But it's still worth watching.
Yeah.
They've all been pretty funny so far. But the scabies one was so funny.
And so much of the soundtrack is just 80s hair metal.
But it's not like popular hair metal.
Right,
it's like
not Def Leppard and
it's lower
Bon Jovi.
Tier bands
it's
that
like,
they didn't have to pay a lot of money to get the rights to.
So I had to look it up. There's one called Choir Boys. It's spelled with a Q. It is a real band because I was like, is that a real band? But yeah, it was a real band.
Didn't you say they used to be called the Queer Boys at some point?
They were the Choir Boys, like spelled normal. And
then
they tried the Queer Boys. And then they went with Choir Boys with a Q-U, like we're the Queer Boys or Choir Boys, but that's how it's pronounced, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, their album went to like number 2 in 1984 in the UK.
In the UK, yeah.
Yeah, they're like a European hair, like a Europe or...
Yeah.
Is Journey?
No, Journey is big in America.
Okay, yeah, never mind.
Very big. They're still big today.
Yeah, you're right. I'm getting my bands mixed up.
I get what you're saying, though. Like, yeah, Final Countdown,
Scorpions,
Europe.
Are they European?
I think they're Australian.
Okay, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
But something like that.
Yeah.
Like, if you never heard Rocky Like a Hurricane, you wouldn't know who the Scorpions are.
Exactly.
I mean, they have a couple other hits.
Yeah, but nothing as big as Rocky Like a Hurricane.
Right.
Yeah. You know, Quiet Riot only had two songs, Bang and Your Twisted Head Sister. And then Twister Sister. They were a one-hit wonder. They had one big song.
There's a lot of jokes when he's going through all the 80s hair metal band. And her hair's all teased up.
Yeah, like she looks super like...
Like Samantha Fox from the 80s. Yeah. But it's like to the extreme. Like
very to the extreme. Even her outfits just scream like
80s. Like she uses a couple cans of hairspray every morning to get that look.
Easily.
Kind of thing. So,
easily.
With the aerosol and everything. So. But yeah, he says like, oh man, I love this era back when men could be women or real men could
be
women.
Women.
Something
like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. Those good dudes all wore makeup and yeah.
And yeah. So like, yeah, Peacemaker, I can't say I love it, but I like it so far.
Yeah.
And it
does slow down a lot
when
they're trying to do some of the talky-talky stuff.
It feels like, it's just not there yet, but I think it'll get there to where I can say I love it.
Yeah.
I think we'll get there at some point because it's James Gunn and I've loved everything he's made so far.
And it's very James Gunn-y.
Very, yeah. Maybe,
like
maybe
when the
a little...
eagle drops the possum down after he blows up everything.
Yeah.
And he's looking at it and the eagle's like nudging it like, come on, eat it.
Yeah.
And then the cops get there because he has to take off. Mm-hmm. He's in his underwear, but he has the helmet on.
Yeah, he's got the
helmet
on.
Yeah, because
it's
got the sonic boom on it or whatever. So he takes off, but the cops get there and like, that's so weird. There's a possum in the middle of this explosion.
Yeah.
And then while he picks this thing up, he's just like, why is this pizza out here?
Like,
and the the other cop's like, please put that down. She's like, why? And she's like, because that's a face.
That's a part of a face, yeah.
And she's like, what do you mean? He's like, that's a human face.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh. So yeah, it's very slithery in some parts.
Mm-hmm.
From the movie Slither. I don't know Slithery, like an adjective.
I got what you meant.
Yeah.
If you guys never watched Slither, please watch it.
That's got a lot of gross stuff in it, too.
Oh,
like
yeah. A lot
people
of...
growing weird into blobs and or worms or whatever.
Oh, my God. Why am I...
Rooker?
Yeah, Michael Rooker. Yeah, he's like the... I guess he's technically the king Slither slug thing.
Yeah.
It's not really a queen in that movie. He's more like the king of it, because like once they kill him, the rest of them die off or whatever. Yeah, that movie's great. I don't want to spoil it if you've never seen it, but please watch Slither.
Yeah.
It's a fun ode to like cheesy like 70s, 50s sci-fi, but with like a messed up James Gunn
twist. Oh, like
Gunn
the blob. Like,
Yeah, stuff like that.
But yeah, there's a lot of good jokes in here.
Yeah, definitely. And I'd recommend Peacemaker.
Yeah.
Especially if
like when they're like Operation Butterfly and he's like, so is this like Operation Starfish?
Where
it turns out it's a giant starfish. I have to fight a giant
butterfly. Can I get a jetpack?
Do I have to fight Mothra?
Yeah, I have to fight a giant Mothra. No,
it's
you don't
like,
have to.
I'm getting my jetpack to fight Mothra. It's like, it's not Mothra.
You're not going to fight a Mothra. You sure?
And then there's a callback to that at the end of the third episode. You're like, huh.
Yeah.
It is kind of like Operation Butterfly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty clever. Because
at
first they were debunking it. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Just because we use like an animal name doesn't mean it's going to have the animal.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
And then it did. Sure enough, it did. Yeah. It's like an alien butterfly type thing or something. Yeah.
You have to watch it to see.
Yeah.
It, so.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll figure it out here pretty soon what's going on. But they hinted at like the whole world's infected or whatever they are.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be a good time.
It's gonna make another Spy Kids reference. So the guy that played Monk, I can't remember his name.
Oh, the same guy from the first Men in Black movie that could regrow his head? Yeah.
It's like Adrian something. He's in, or maybe Monk's name was Adrian. But anyway, he's in this TV show that came out a few years ago about these space bugs that come down to Washington, D.C., and they, like, eat most people's brains.
Mm-hmm.
and then they can control the person. Okay. That's kind of how this feels.
Yeah.
Like a kind of goofy, like, what?
Yeah.
Kind of sci-fi thing where...
Exactly. And again, it's very slithery, because it was the scent that slug would go under their heads and take control of them.
Yeah, so super James Gunn.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wasn't disappointed.
No. No, me either. The first episode, it was a good start. And it hasn't gotten to the point where I'm like, but it's still, to me, missing something. I don't know what, but it just feels like it's missing something.
Yeah, it's not flowing very well.
Yeah, but I think we'll get there, though.
It's almost like a bunch of little vignettes or something.
Yeah.
But at least it's not going back and forth in time.
Yeah.
Like the Book of Boring Fett.
Yeah. Yeah, Book of Boring Fett, man. No, don't.
Although I won't be surprised, to be honest, if the next episode is like 20 years ago and then Pacemaker is getting beat up by his dad and like.
Yeah, I think we'll get some flashback at some point. Having to make some
decisions whether like.
I think we're going to get White Dragon backstory for sure.
Okay.
I think we'll maybe. We'll see. I mean, yeah. But it's not going to be over ridiculous and stuff like that, but.
Did James Gunn have another TV show?
I don't know.
I'm thinking of Joss Whedon. He did a lot of TV.
Yeah, Joss Whedon did a lot of TV.
Okay, because I get those two mixed up.
Joss Whedon, I know Buffy, Angel.
Yeah.
There
was a third Buffy show.
Really? There's a third one?
I thought so.
There was. It was that one girl.
Willow?
No, not Willow. It was
Cordelia?
I think, the girl that dated Angel for a little while.
Hmm.
Or no, I don't know. I can't. No, she was, I think, like the cheer. Was she like the cheerleader girl or something? I can't remember.
Yeah.
And then he also
Dollhouse, was that his?
I don't know, but I know he had Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for a while too.
Okay. Because he did Avengers.
Yeah, I did the first two Avengers.
Yeah.
And
then he took over Justice League.
Yeah, and ruined it.
Yeah.
The Whedon version is so. They call it the Justice League.
And he did something with Marvel, too, right? I mean, Avengers, obviously.
Yeah.
Never mind.
He was going to do stuff with DC besides Justice League. He was supposed to do the Batgirl or Batwoman movie.
Okay.
And then all of those allegations came out, and then they fired him.
Okay.
I guess Ray Fisher, was telling the truth.
Oh.
But he just didn't have any, proof.
Right.
But then, a bunch of other people, even people who were, cast on Buffy were like, yeah, he sucked. The guy who played Spike was like, Joss Whedon would always, you're lucky that the audience likes you because you would have been fired a long time ago. and it's just like, whoa, where's this coming from?
Yeah.
Because he didn't want, Spike was supposed to die in the first season, I think. I watched an interview with the actor, and apparently Spike was supposed to die at
Maybe that's who got the third show. Did Spike have his own show?
He might have, actually, but it probably didn't do very well.
Or else maybe Angel was half Spike, half Angel or something, because I never seen a lot of Spike.
Yeah. He probably showed up in the Angel show. Maybe he had his own show. I can't remember. I liked the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie. I wasn't a big fan of the show.
No.
I mean, the first couple seasons weren't bad, but once it just turned into sex for, the whole season.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I just was like, nah, I'm just...
I did like the Allison, what's-her-face, the girl from American Pie.
Yeah.
And How I Met Your Mother.
She was a lesbian witch.
Yeah. Although she wasn't at first.
No.
She was dating Seth Green.
Yeah, and then Seth Green turned into a werewolf.
Yeah, and then she became a witch, and then someone else became something else, and then the one dumb guy... Like the Bruce Campbell character.
Xander.
Yeah. He turned into be something else, too.
Did he? I thought he was the only one that actually stayed human.
For a long time, but then he got something or
okay.
other. Okay. Yeah. A Knights Templar.
Okay.
Something goofy like that.
Something, yeah. Yeah, that show lasted, what was it, 10 seasons or close to 10 seasons?
Yeah, between all the shows, I think there's 15, 20 seasons.
And it went on way too long. My sister loved Buffy, so that's the only reason why I know about it, because she watched it. She watched that religiously, and then I believe she also, for a while, watched Supernatural religiously. And those came out, Buffy was around a lot longer than Supernatural. I feel like Supernatural came around to the point where Buffy was, like, really losing its momentum, but it, like, was still getting a lot of views, so they kept it going. And then that's another show that should be done by now, is Supernatural, but it's still going.
They keep bringing it back.
Every season they advertise it as the final season, but then, like, millions of people keep watching it, so they just don't let it die. I think someone said the whatever this... either the one that just happened or the one that's coming out... It's supposedly it's on. It's either on its final season or it's done now.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, it's because one of the brothers is actually leaving the show. He's like, I'm done. Like, I'm done.
Like, come on.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Don't blame him at all.
I watched it through season 5 and I really liked it. I think that's at the end where it was supposed to be the end of the series.
Yeah.
So like one brother was like Jesus basically, and one brother was Satan, and it was supposed to be like Armageddon or something. They were gonna fight each other. Mm-hmm. And then I think they both died, or one of them, or something. And then it was over. And then, like, Sci-Fi Network or somebody else
bought it.
Paramount or WB. Mm-hmm. I forget which was original and which was, like, the second one. But, yeah, they bought it. And they brought it back and just, yeah. They just kept retconning stuff. And they brought back one guy who died as a ghost. And
I remember...
that Crowley guy.
Yeah, I don't...
It's all about vampires and demons.
I think I watched like the first 3 seasons pretty like religiously when it was on TV back in the day, but I don't remember it too much. I remember starting it on Netflix. I think I watched like 4 or 5 episodes before I threw in the towel.
Yeah.
Just because like some of them would be really good. Like the Wendigo episode is really good.
Yeah.
But then some of them suck, like the circus episode. Where everyone has to drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was. And then I was like, I don't know if I want to watch anymore.
And one of them got addicted to demon blood or something.
Yeah. Well, then they even brought that in, like, later on, though. Then they brought in, like, a new character for a while, yeah. Too, right? Some like other guy. Like a
cousin or something they had. Or a third brother. Who knows?
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of people upset about this conversation about Supernatural. Yeah. But
my daughters are huge fans.
Like I said, it has its moments, but I just... never got super into it.
When we were working at the post office like 60 hours a week, I just didn't have time to catch up on these shows.
No, all we did was work, go to bed, yeah. Wake up, go to work again.
Yeah.
60 hours, that's like, we were pushing almost 100, I feel like, at one point.
A few times.
We were working like 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. six days a week.
And they're like, hey, can you come in on a Sunday and deliver Amazon? It's like,
it's like, no.
No.
I need at least one day to recover.
Yeah. Like, why are you calling in sick? Like, because I haven't had a day off in 3 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Ugh. Triggered.
Triggered.
But yeah, Peacemaker. I don't know what else to say. It's good. It's good.
Yeah, I'm trying not to ruin all the good jokes, because there's some pretty funny ones.
There are some good ones in there.
There's some really good setups that they have payoffs for, like, an episode later.
Mm-hmm.
And we're only 3 episodes in.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. like the couple he kidnaps. There's some jokes there that mm-hmm. come back.
And if you guys really don't want to pay for HBO Max, I believe they are doing their free trials again now that they're not releasing
movies.
Yeah, yeah. Onto the app. So if you want, just wait for it to be over. I would say it's between 8 and 10. I think it's 8 episodes from what I remember reading. Wait till they're all on there. Sign up for the trial and just binge it. Binge it in the 7 days or however long you get for the trial.
Right.
And then, you know, I mean, to be honest, I think HBO Max is one of the very few subscription websites that's worth the money.
Yeah, we tried Paramount Plus.
Oh, my God.
I had to cancel it.
Yeah.
Like, day 2. I was like, there's nothing on here.
There's
I watch.
Literally no, and then the app doesn't work.
And then I was trying to watch, like, NCIS because I only watched the first 9 seasons. And I was like, oh, I'll catch up. And it just kept crashing.
Yeah.
And, like, we can't load your program. I was like, what?
Yeah.
And I tried a couple different ones. Now there's like a NCIS Hawaii or something I didn't know about.
So many of those shows. Yeah.
I almost went back to watch CSI Miami, like the beginning.
Made the mistake of watching the...
where all the cops are super hot and... Yeah.
Made the mistake of watching the Paranormal Activity Next of Kin movie.
Oh, yeah.
That was... Yeah. It could have worked as like a 40-minute like episode of like a TV show or something,
yeah, like
but it was
Black
not.
Mirror or whatever.
It is not an hour and a half worth of material.
No.
It's so much stuff was stretched, and there was.
Well, that's most of the Paranormal Activity.
That is true, but that's why the first
like
one.
45 minutes of did that table move?
Yeah, but that's why the first one was so good, though. It was such a low budget movie, and it was very well made. Yeah. And like, yeah, granted, there would you know it starts off slow, like oh, do you see the door creak open?
Yeah.
But then, like you know, the next night, like. The demon would like lift the blanket up or whatever, and then eventually got to the point where the demon was dragging him out of the bed and stuff. This movie, this new one, had none of that.
No.
I mean, it wasn't even really a ghost demon. It was, I mean, they like hint at a ghost demon, but they go nowhere with it. And then it's just like her mom as a demon or something. It really didn't make a whole lot of sense.
It's kind of like that scene from It. Chapter 2 with the old lady.
Okay.
But that was the whole movie.
Dude, that scene was supposed to be like I know that scene was supposed to be scary, but that scene in It Chapter 2 was like, yeah, it was like a comedy. She's like running around naked in the kitchen. It's like what?
And everyone saw she passed behind the lady. Yeah. It was funny.
Oh my god, It Chapter 2 was not good.
No.
That shit was 3 hours long, too.
Yeah. But yeah, The Matrix regurgitation should be off HBO Max on the 21st
pretty
I think.
Soon
so that's
yeah.
Probably when the free trial is going to start again
probably
is my guess because that's their last big budget movie that was free on the app.
They ended it or they started it with a terrible movie Wonder Woman 84 and then they ended it with a terrible movie.
It's true.
Yeah, dude, people are like, oh, The Matrix Resurrections, it's not that great, but it's not terrible. It's like, no, it's a bad movie. It's a very bad movie.
But hey, it saved us, like, a bunch of money going to see those movies.
It did, and
like
I'm going to miss
Jam
it.
Space Jam 2. And,
I wouldn't have paid money to go see Space Jam 2.
The only reason why we did it was because it was free.
It was free, and it was. I feel bad because you already watched it before I did, and you had to sit through it again.
Did I?
You watched most of it.
Okay.
You either fell asleep or
you
threw
said you
in
weren't
the towel.
Watch it,
yeah,
so
well,
I was like, fine, I'll
but then,
watch it.
But then you were like, well, we should talk about it. And I was like, all right, for the podcast.
Yeah.
And then we watched the original one. It's like, it makes me appreciate the first Space Jam so much more. That movie, I will never talk bad about it again.
Yeah, before the second one came out, the first one was like, it's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's like, eh.
But now you're like, this was genius.
Yeah, it's like, this actually is not a bad movie. And the second one, what a joke.
Yeah.
It's not even a movie.
Nope.
Oh man, HBO Max. It's a good. I like it. It's a good app. It's got a lot of. There is so much stuff on it.
True.
But Paramount, dude, I couldn't believe. I'm like, okay, what movies does Paramount have? Paramount has all those movies that you watch the trailer and you go, I'm not gonna watch that.
Yeah.
Like the Baywatch movie with The Rock and all that stuff.
What movie did you go and watch? That's why I got it in the first place.
Was it a movie or a TV show?
I think it was a movie.
Did we even watch it?
What did we do last week for the review?
We did the top five.
Okay. Because there was a movie on Paramount Plus.
I think you wanted to watch Yellowstone, but then Yellowstone's not even on
it. That
was
the other thing I was going to bring up. Because I guess there's a prequel series, Yellowstone.
1883, right? Yeah.
And I think season 3 is on there.
But not the first two.
But not the first two. So I go to watch. It's one of those things where you can watch the first episode for free. I could have swore it was Paramount Plus. But I guess it was CBS All Access. It's Peacock.
Peacock.
Because, my wife watched a lot of Yellowstone.
Oh, right. We did sign up because you wanted to watch the South Park movie.
Okay,
that's right.
That's what it was.
Shut your face, Uncle.
Yeah. So we did that for the movie, and then I was like, oh, I'll binge watch Yellowstone. And it was like, oh, the first two seasons aren't on here? It's like, what?
What a joke.
Yeah, so...
I'm like scrolling through the horror movies and there is nothing on there
but a lot of
like
50s,
old,
like
50s horror movies. And it's just like, I'm not going to watch any of this.
Like a giant ant.
Yeah.
Eats a car kind of thing.
Yeah.
But you know they're terrible.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, some people say, oh, it's classic because of this or that.
I don't care.
And these aren't even like the mainstream ones. I'm not talking about like the famous like Creature from Black Lagoon.
Yeah, no, these are like. They're famous for being terrible at 50s B movies.
These are all the drive-in movies.
Yeah.
Like, just go make out in your back seat and who cares exactly. about the werewolf or whatever. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I know people like get upset because, like, you know, I've talked about it before. I'm not a really big fan of like older horror movies from like the 70s. Like, I respect Exorcist for what it did, right. but that doesn't mean I have to like it. I respect the Texas Chainsaw Massacre for what it did. Doesn't mean I have to like it. I respect Halloween for what it did, but I mean, after watching a lot of the other sequels, I guess I can say I like the first Halloween movie now.
It's not the worst Halloween
it's
movie.
It's definitely far. It's far from the
it's
worst
not even
Halloween
the bottom
movie.
Five Halloween movies.
It might
there's
be
only 12?
It might be the best Halloween movie, to be honest. I mean, it was only made to be a one-off. There wasn't. It was John Carpenter's vision for Halloween was supposed to be anthology right. movies, and the first one was just supposed to be about a serial killer. And then they were like, "Oh, we need to make more with Michael Myers."
Yeah.
Oh, Evil Dies Tonight.
Oof. Darn that guy.
It's about. You got anything else?
I don't think so.
No. So yeah, definitely check out Peacemaker at some point in time.
We might watch the Scream movie, maybe not.
I don't want to.
What was the other movie? Maybe Kingsman.
If it's still in theaters at this point, yeah. We'll have to look it up and see. The yeah. Kingsman.
Yeah.
Might as well just wait till that's on video on demand
yeah.
now. To
it
be
won't
honest,
take long.
No. It won't.
No Time to Die would be nice. It's supposed to be coming soon.
Yeah, I feel like
I think you can rent it already on Amazon
but
or whatever.
It's probably like $20,
yeah.
huh? Yeah, not worth the price.
Or 15 or whatever.
Yeah, we'll wait till
I'll pay gets, six.
Yeah, I'll go wait till it gets down to like $6.
If there's a couple of us watching it, it's worth it. So
yeah. All right, guys, we'll catch you on the next one.
All right.